Chinese and U.S. stock markets have taken a hit this week. The National Cotton Council's Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis, Dr. Jody Campeachy, joins us to share how this affects U.S. cotton and the global cotton market as a whole.
World production is expected to be the lowest it has been in 5 years. Projected world stocks for 2015 are 5.5 million bales less than last year, mostly due to lower estimated production in the United States and China.
As for the crop conditions in the U.S.,
current crop conditions in the United States are still rated a bit higher than this time last year. However, conditions vary widely across regions. In some areas, we might actually have above average yields, but in other areas, the crop has actually deteriorated significantly in the last 30 days.
China is still holding a significant portion of world stocks, and in recent auctions have not been overly successful.
Demand remains weak for China's reserve stocks sold at auction because they are attempting to charge a premium for older cotton, and buyers seem to be more interested in purchasing cheaper domestic cotton. So despite being the largest spinner of cotton, China's mill use is still a concern as domestic use struggles to recover. China's internal cotton price is still almost twice the level of polyester prices, so for 2015, we're not expecting cotton mill use in China to change much from 2014.
India is also a country of concern.
They have also had auctions to lower their stock levels. They've now sold about half of the 6 million bales they have in reserves, but policies to reduce the remainder of stocks could affect the world cotton situation.